Dreamscape presents Touch by Alexei Zentner. Copyright 2011 by Alexei Zentner. This audiobook was produced with permission of W.W. Norton & Company. Read by Norman Dietz. Chapter 1. Touch. The men floated the logs early, in September. A chain of headless trees jamming the river as far as I and the other children could see. My father, the foreman, stood at the top of the chute, hollering at the men, and shaking his mangled hand, urging them on.
"That's money in the water, boys," he yelled. "Push on, push on!"
I was 10 that summer, and I remember him as a giant. Despite his bad hand, my father could still man one end of a long saw. He kept his end humming through the wood as quickly as most men with two hands. But a logger with a useless hand couldn't pole on the river. When the men floated the trees, my father watched from the middle of the jam, where the trees were smashed safely together, staying away from the bobbing, breaking destruction of wood and weight at the edges. The float took days to reach Havershand, he said. There was little sleep and constant wariness.
"Watch your feet, boys. The spinning logs can crush you."
The cold water deeps beneath the logs always beckoned. Men pitched tents at the center of the jam, where logs were pushed so tightly together that they made solid ground, terra firma, a place to sleep for a few hours, eat hard biscuits, and drink a cup of tea. Once they reached Havershand, the logs continued on by train without my father, either south for railway ties or 2,000 miles east to Toronto, and then on freighters to Boston or...